Yes.
You'd ask a question and they'd be like, oh.
I might have to. Are you ready? Okay. We're going to call to the Paradise Town Advisory Board of meeting. Can we all stand to say the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I feel short without my heels on with next to you. Okay, items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board council may remove an item from the agenda and discuss relating to items at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commissioner, BCC, and the Clark or the Clark County Planning Commissioners PC for the final action. Please turn off all or mute all cell phones and other electrical devices. Please take all your private conversations outside so everybody can be heard if they are speaking. And then we're going to ask for staff introductions. And then, well, it's not here. And we see that all board members are present. Let's see, we are going to public comment section. This is a period devoted to the comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, actions, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You may be afforded the opportunity to speak to an individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within the jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be listed to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speak podium. We have a mic now, Stan, thanks to Trenton. If applicable, clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Can I get an approval for the minutes for April 8th of 2025?
Madam Chair, I'd like to move to approve the meeting minutes for the April 8th, 2025 meeting.
There's a motion on the floor to approve the minutes for April 8th, 2025. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Can I get a motion to approve the agenda for April 29th, 2025?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, April 29th, 2025, with all change. There's been a hold on item number 5, UC250169, Object-LLC, until 527-25. And then we've got a request to move item number 7 to item number 1.
There's a motion on the floor to approve April 29, 2025, with a change of holding item number 5 and moving item number 7 to ahead of number 1. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Informational items will... We don't have any. Okay, we're going to go to number 7 first. The applicant is here.
Yeah.
Let me read it into record. ZC250252, how did you sim it? Allen, zone change to reclassify 062 acres of an H2 general highway frontage zone to a CG commercial general zone, generally located on the south side of Boulder Highway, 220 feet west of Nellis Boulevard, within Paradise. And you can go ahead.
Hello, Madam Chair and members of the board. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. I have this piece of property.
I need your name and address.
Alan Yasmin. The address is 5115 Boulder Place, Lucanias, California, 91367. And the address of your property, which is approximately number 161205023. 011. I have this piece of property which was zone H2, which is it has just been retired, and I'm respectfully requesting to change the zone to CG to be aligned with the adjacent properties, and I'm sure this is going to benefit the community around there, and it's going to be aligned with the property next to it.
Do you have a map of that with you at all that you can put on the overhead? Can you put it down? No, nobody's over there. Should just go right on, yep, right there. Can you point it out to us, please? Does it show your property on there that you're?
No, it doesn't. I got this from SSR map. But
so it doesn't show the property, your property?
No, it's just, it's about, I don't know, around, as you said, around 200 feet from the Menace Boulevard, which.
Yeah.
It doesn't show me this. No, unfortunately, it doesn't show me this one.
Okay.
Well, that printed this from the website.
Okay.
That's fine.
So, are you done with your presentation then? Okay. Because I have to open it to the public, so we just wanted to move forward. We can come back to you and have the board talk to you, but are you done with the presentation? Since
yes,
you don't have a photo?
Far, yeah, as
okay.
far as that's
so,
concerned, because there is, right now it's been unzoned.
Okay.
And it used to be H2, and I would like to be aligned with other property adjacent to this property, which is CG, Commercial General, with all properties, which is in Boulder Highway.
Okay.
Next.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, I need to open it to the public. Is there anybody that would like to speak on this item that is here? Seeing nobody, I close it to the public and open it to the board. Does anybody have anything?
No.
Can you show us on this map, maybe?
Do you want me to walk there?
Because so here's Nellis and here's Boulder. This is the south side, southwest side. So is it by the United USA Auto Glass?
No, it's this property. This is that.
In between the
tequila,
this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, no, actually it should be here. Is this one?
Is that one?
This one, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's between the taco.
Taco
and
the Todd the glass.
Yes, exactly.
I
That's
know John knows all about the U.S. auto glass, that's why I wanted.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's
the
like two property.
Almost everything that's there falls into the zoning that it wants already along the corridor.
Do you want to make a motion or are you
I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve of preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, you go
Thank
forward.
You.
Have a good night.
Thank you
Be
so
safe.
Much.
Okay, we're going to go back to agenda item number one. Is that applicant here? Okay, seeing no applicant, we're going to hold that until the end of the meeting. And then applicant number, agenda number, item number two, is that applicant here? Okay, come on up. I'll read it into the record. SC250241 IC3700. Flamingo Road LLC street name change to change the name of the portion of public right-of-way from Viking Road to Penn and Teller Drive, generally located on the east side of Valley View Boulevard and 1,200 feet north of Flamingo Road within Paradise. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm sure.
Make sure you say your name and address.
Glenn Alley, 11314 Belmont Lake Drive, Las Vegas, 9135. Okay, so I don't know if everyone is familiar with Penn and Teller R. They're the longest running headliners in Las Vegas history. They've been in town, they've lived here now for 33 years. They've been at the Rio in January 25 years, which will be the longest stretch of a continual headliner. this year they're celebrating 50 years of partnership, and we just thought it would be something nice this year to celebrate coming in January with their 20th anniversary of the Rio. There's a small section of Viking Road that dead ends into their loading dock and their parking area. It's not usable by the public, but you can access one of the garages there, and we just thought it would be a nice tribute. The Rio thought it was a good idea, and Drew was here, the owner, so it was a nice little tribute to them. What may I ask?
Well, give me a minute for just a second. I need to open it up to the public and see if anybody's here that would like to speak on this item. Seeing no one, closing it to the public. We'll open it up to the board. Mine's long enough, the minute I close that. So I'm like,
do you have a map or
we do.
Anything?
Yes, we do.
That'd be great.
I know right around the corner from this is Sammy Davis Jr. that you guys mm-hmm. have. That's a nice.
So this is Flamingo. This is Valley View, and then there's a small stretch here. This is a garage right here, and then this small stretch here ends into the Pennantilly Theater and the loading dock and the parking area for our employees back here.
So no address changes are required for anyone?
There are none. Oh. And we've gotten, Boyd owns this building here. They really only use this parking lot as a, they rent it out to convention center trucking, what's the big company called? So there's usually like 20 18-wheelers there, so it's not a business there, it's just a parking lot that they rent out to convention people to park 18-wheelers there.
Like Freeman's and that?
I'm sorry?
Like Freeman's? And
that's the company.
Yeah. It's weird because staff is recommending denial.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't conform.
Yeah, and I'm kind of confused because Sammy, like across the way, there's a sort that Sammy Davis Jr. is like on the other side, but right there it's a small portion.
I think that historically, it seems to me that Canada's has always recommended denial.
Street names changed.
And there's nothing there but
one of the things that was the impetus for this was. It's a very small piece of Clever Island that was named Mystere Drive that enters in there, and that was their, I think, in honor of their 20th anniversary. And it's like, oh, that's, you know, we could do that at the Rio.
So when the name change goes, I know that you have to pay for the signage. So I guess you would have to pay for the signage,
that's
right?
Right.
Yeah. So you're paying for it. It just has to be re-googled and right. All the maps and everything. So that's probably why they don't like it too often.
The county did bring up staff brought up one issue. The billboard located on a parcel right there is assigned to an address of 3737 West Viking Road.
They won't be able to get their mail.
Does that create a problem?
You'd have to.
Yeah, we're trying to think. There's a billboard. You know, there's a billboard.
Yeah, because it says 3737.
So you probably would have to pay to change the address on their permit.
Gotcha. You can do that.
I'm normally not crazy about naming things after people who are still alive, but I think that this is a pretty safe request and a nice gesture, so I'm supportive.
I would support it. I mean,
make a motion.
Senators recommended approval of the street name change as well.
That's so loud.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the street name change subject to staff preliminary conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve agenda item 2 with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And you move through, you go to PC on 520.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Item 3 and 4, are they here? Can I read them together?
Yes, please.
Okay. DR250245, CPLV Property Owner LLC and GK Las Vegas LP Lease Design Review for proposed daycare expansion on a 1.0-acre portion of a 80.13-acre site in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, Caesar Palace, in a CR commercial resort zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south of the north side of Flamingo Road within Paradise. Agenda item number 4, SDR250246 CPLV Property Owner LLC and GK Las Vegas Lease Sign Design Review for the following. Modifications to a previously approved comprehensive sign package for the resort hotel. Increase the square footage of the wall design. Increase the number of wall design wall signs. Increase the square footage of electrical message units, animated and video. Increase the number of electrical messaging units, animated and video. Increase with the overall square footage of signage and increase the overall number of signs in conjunction with an existing resort hotel Caesar Palace on a portion of 80.13 acres in a CR commercial resort zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the north side of Flamingo Road within Paradise.
Good evening, Rebecca Moltenberger, 100 North City Parkway, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89106. I'm here this evening on behalf of the applicant for items 3 and 4. And as you noted, this is relating to a potential expansion at Caesar's Palace. So for context, Las Vegas Boulevard is here, and this is Flamingo, and we're talking about a former parking lot that sits kind of in the middle that's been unused for quite some time. The applicant is proposing to build approximately 46,000 square foot day club and entertainment venue. The building will be detached from the resort and connected via a pedestrian bridge. The bridge will have vertical clearance beneath it ranging from 16 to 17 feet. The bridge goes over the private drive near the Caesar Palace Drive, so it's not affecting the public right of way. It's internal. The building is set back 44 to 48 feet along Las Vegas Boulevard, varying depending on the curvature of the road. All of the existing sidewalks and pedestrian easements will stay in place and be unchanged. The project will also include a removable canopy over the pool deck, which will allow the space to be used during the winter months. The pool deck includes 2 main pools as well as 2 plunge pools for a total of 2,852 square feet of new pool area. According to county code, the property is permitted to have 49,508 square feet of pool area. The property currently has 23,187, so combined with this project, it would have 26,039 square feet, which is significantly less than what is permitted by code. Additionally, the project will be including new landscaping in the existing planters along Las Vegas Boulevard that will include 11 new trees for shade, and 3 of the existing trees will stay. Code requires 14 trees for this project, which is what we're providing. Additionally, we are not seeking any waivers or variances for parking. There will be access parking even with the removal of the parking lot provided in the existing garages. Item 4 relates to the updates to the comprehensive sign package. So like many of the other resorts on the property, there's an existing comprehensive sign package for the property. We are proposing to add 5 new signs as shown in blue here. 3 of them are along Las Vegas Boulevard. 1 is on the south side. And then 1 is actually internal to the project. But because it's a screen and it'll be somewhat visible when the canopy is removed, staff has requested that it be included in the comprehensive sign package. These are all basic LED screens. There's nothing really to show other than a screen. The elevations or the exterior of a project is consistent with the overall architectural theme and color palette existing at the property. And staff is recommending approval. Happy to answer any questions you might have.
Seeing, is anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this item? Agenda. Seeing nobody, we'll close it to the public and open it up to the board.
Do you have any photographs of what it will look like from Las Vegas Boulevard if you were standing on the side?
They don't have photographs. There's a couple elevations. I don't know that it just prints the finishes, but you can see so Las Vegas Boulevard will be on the east side, and it'll really just be the building here and then the canopy over the top when it's.
Is there an access from Las Vegas Boulevard into the day club directly?
There is a small access over on the stairs, but most of the access will be via the bridge. And then there's also an access on the west elevation, which is the side facing the property. So you can cross Caesar's Palace Drive at grade as well and enter that way. But there will be no queuing or lines on the Las Vegas Boulevard side.
Okay.
What kind of signs are these going to be?
I'm sorry?
Are they directional signs or are they advertising signs? Or?
No, they're identification. Most of them are identification signs.
And usually when we get a design pack, a design review, for signs or anything else, there's something to show.
Yeah, well, because these are just...
It's kind of hard to approve a design review when there's nothing there.
Yeah, they're just LED screens, so they're just rectangles that will show the name of the cloud once it's determined. So we have identification signs here on the south, as well as along Las Vegas Boulevard, so there's no... It's not like a marquee where there's decorative features around it. It's, you know, just your black LED screen that'll have the name of the facility.
So just so people can get around and know where they are?
Yes, so that they know where the facility is located.
Okay, so staff finds the signs proposed are unique and should contribute an interesting aesthetic to the Las Vegas skyline. Which ones are those?
I don't know which ones are unique. I guess I don't. This is the pages that were submitted, so I'm not sure what
they saw.
What they saw that was unique on an LED screen.
So there was no drawing submitted other than these when you did the design review?
No,
just those, yeah.
Yeah, just the elevations. I mean, this one shows the canopy a little bit differently, but yeah, they're just LED.
Does staff have any additional information about this sign? Did they see them? Did they see any kind of plans on the sign themselves?
No, it's all these.
That's it.
I guess the problem with the board is like he's saying with the design review, we don't know what we're saying okay to. So like when you say it's just a illuminated sign, that doesn't show us the design and how it's sitting on the property and how it looks to a point to where we can visually see it architectural wise. And
right.
I guess a lot of the lot of problems on the board is that we're putting so many, I get it's the strip. I get it. That's what it is. But I think that's where they stem from not being able to see, and they can tell me if I'm seeing.
Somebody saw something.
Yeah, because they said it's unique. So that's why I was wondering if you submitted any other plans when you guys submitted to do the application.
So on the signage, it was here, right? So you can see
the
LED screen. Right, so this is east side, so here's Las Vegas Boulevard.
Those are just little blue squares.
That's right. Nothing else with signage.
What's the measurements of that one down there? Where you bet your hand?
I'm sorry?
What's the measurements on that one big blue square right there?
In the middle?
Yeah.
This one is 32 by 10. And that would be
32 feet by 10?
Yes, and that would be this one right here.
That's a pretty good size, huh? And that's all you have?
That's all of it.
I don't see how this can be a design review when there's nothing to see.
Do you want to make a motion to see if they want to hold it and come back?
No, because the county pretty much pushes signs through the strip anyway. We're just going in circles. So
just making sure you guys
made a motion to approve items 3 and 4 subject to preliminary staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve Item 3 and 4 with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
I hope you're a little bit more prepared.
Oh, that was a new one for me, Susan. Okay, we're on item number 5.
That's
on hold. We're on 6. She threw me off at that.
Yeah, it's all her fault.
She's trying to. Is the applicant here for number six? Okay, let me read it into record. WS250204 Dragon JJ LLC waiver of development standards to allow an existing attached sidewalk to remain. Design review for proposed expansion to an existing shopping center of 0.96 acre portion of a 2.7 acre site in a CG commercial general zone with an airport overlay, generally located on the north side of Sunset with the east side of Decatur Boulevard within Paradise. And state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Air Antip, last name PHANTHIP, address 4881 West Hacienda Avenue, Unit Number 6, transport is Nevada 89118.
So what'd you like to tell us about?
No, it's your turn. You have the floor.
Thank you. Okay, there's an existing mini shopping center here already on the west side of the property. And we propose in this area here, it's going to be three separate buildings. It's going to be a restaurant, restaurant and retail. So it's going to be one here, maybe the second building, and this building is going to be a big building. We don't know yet the main restaurant or retail already. We have this idea. So that's it. And also, the parking requirement, it was supposed to be 46, and we provide 41 because we got the bus, 10% of that. And also, we combine both existing parking for the whole shopping center. It's required 77, and we provide 99. So all material, all the building can be matched with the existing.
Okay.
And also asking for that's supposed to be landscaping in here, but we asking for a repo for that one. Maybe the cover parking in here.
Are you good? All done? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me open it to the public. Is there anybody that would like to speak on this agenda item at this time? Seeing no one, closing it to the public and opening to the board.
So you don't have restaurants yet?
Not yet.
So I think you're jumping the gun here because it's hard for us to do a design review for something you haven't even designed yet.
Yeah, we have an exterior elevation, one type of floor plan too, just a conceptual floor plan.
But we can't approve a concept because whoever you get as the drive-thru restaurant is going to have their design. And that's the one we need to review, not a possibility of a concept. So, if it's Starbucks, the queuing, the drive-thru is going to be designed much differently than if it's Burger King or Canes and Chick-fil-A have much longer lines. They have different types of queuing required. So it's a little hard to just approve something and say, yeah, you can put a restaurant on there with this particular drive-thru because we don't know that that's sufficient. You have queuing for, looks like, how many cars? Three cars on the first one?
Three cars, have four on this side right here, have three. I will come in this way.
Yeah. There's very few restaurants that are going to have three cars in a queue unless they're not successful. So I think the design review is not necessary right now. If you're going to develop the back portion, that's not even on our agenda for that back portion.
He speaks of building.
Design?
Which
yeah.
one?
Where's the, so the back of your, where you have the X across there, what is that?
Oh, that's my parking.
Okay, is that all existing?
No, no, so all this area is going to be.
You're going to build all the way to the back of the parcel?
Yeah, this is okay. The white spot right here.
I think this only relates to building, does this only relate to building C? Is that the only building that you're referencing? Like,
yes.
Right?
Only
okay.
The buildings
so
A,
in,
A and B.
A and B.
Yes.
Drive C.
Yeah, this building going to be retail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that part of this parcel?
Because it only has, in the application, it's only, as I can see it, maybe you guys found something, building C is the one that is referred to.
Do you have tenants for building C?
No, nobody yet.
Do you have a design for building C? Do you know what it's going to look
B
like?
Building B is a setback you're asking for. Setbacks.
But the design. No, we don't have any tenant, nothing yet.
Yeah, I think I would have to agree with Susan because as I'm reading it, like you proposed for building three that the stucco, that this and that and this and that, and then you're going back and forth between B and A, and we're talking about setbacks for this and that. But like she's saying, without the design of seeing, it wouldn't be a design review then. You know what I mean? So we can't say yes to something that we can't see. Once it, you know, it's hard to.
You're talking about building A and B.
Well, you don't have for any. We don't see a design review for.
This is a proposed expansion to the shopping center that already exists over there on the side, or is it to that up there?
That's what I'm confused. Yeah.
This one again, talking about that?
No, we're.
What's that? The four spaces up there, are those built yet?
No.
Are those built?
It's going to be one building there. Just
I know, but you haven't built it yet.
No.
Not yet.
Okay, so the expansion is you're at an addition to the existing. Shopping center to your left. It's
where
not
the Popeye is AMPM.
You're
building off of that lot, correct? That's the expansion.
You're just adding on to that lot.
Okay. Here's the existing one.
Right.
Yeah, they have 1,600
so
square
proposed
feet.
Existing.
Yeah, the
right
spot. Yeah, the right spot. They proposed.
So we're reviewing, it's three buildings that we are supposed to do a design review from with a waiver for the sidewalk.
Yeah, it's the new.
And this is not enough to do that.
So I guess what we could, you could.
If excuse me. No, this is the design. For the elevation?
Yeah, this is the design.
Yeah, this
is the elevation. This is the order of the table to the
house
here.
And then see.
Follow the house.
Yeah, this is
okay, the so that's the back door.
And then there's color that he has. Okay. That's better.
Yeah.
It gives us something.
Yeah, they built A for restaurant, yeah, and B and C.
This is
I think what you want to build eventually is suitable for the location. I just don't think that we can approve the two drive-through restaurant locations, buildings, at this point. And I don't know that we can divide up your application as the way it's written.
You also provide
correct.
The
we can't, we can't approve like, oh, we'll approve the retail, but not the, yeah, it's all one shebang.
And my comment is with three cars, that majority is the three cars that you'll get in those. I happen to do a lot of drive-throughs, I'm sorry to say, but I'm usually like stacked behind there, and I think three is maybe somewhat of a, too small of a queue for that.
In addition to the fact that Susan brought up a good point, is we don't even know.
We don't know what it is.
What it is, I mean, if you have an In-N-Out burger,
you wanna,
it's definitely not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if you have coffee,
no,
that's something
denied,
else.
Denied just a, we can't hold it.
Okay.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
I also had a little curious about in this document here that you filed with the county. Said waiver of conditions to attach sidewalks with detached sidewalks. The attached sidewalks with detached sidewalks will be provided. Which is it?
The sidewalks right here, they're only extended. They don't meet for the public works in this area right here. You only do that.
Yeah, well, those sidewalks were put in back when everything was built. What is the reason that you don't want to do the detached sidewalks? Because they're safer, they're more aesthetic. Why do you not want to do it? Do you have power poles in those sidewalks anywhere? Power lines, anything?
No.
I didn't see any today when I went by.
But the sidewalks existing is much smaller. I mean, smaller closer, so we can reduce all the sidewalk from this area and this area.
So are you going to, based on this, are you going to do detached sidewalks or you're not going to do detached sidewalks?
Hey, you've read this, right? That's why he's saying it's both.
It's both.
So he's confused on which one you would like to do. So the waiver is to allow all existing attached sidewalks to remain. So the letter he's saying kind of
it doesn't, like I'm going to do both. No.
Well, that's what I was talking about. The detached sidewalk here is going to remove the place. That's what we're going to do. But then, I think you then
you're going to
change
the detached sidewalks where staff says the detached sidewalks need to be. But you're asking for a waiver.
No, I think we didn't. We never revised it on that justification.
Okay, so this is what I'm going
to
do.
I just wanted to try and clarify that, but I'm still not.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to make a motion to deny the application, and I think what you need to do is come back and have a thorough design. And review all the questions that they've asked. So I hope you've taken notes. So right now I'm just going to deny the application. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? So it has to, you can.
We don't want to see the full design of the restaurant as well.
Right, just the design review. Mm-hmm. And so they're, like they pointed out, it was kind of like not ready yet.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night. And then I trailed item number one. Is the applicant here for item number one? Not seen. Have they done this? Have they been? You know that.
Take a motion to return to the board.
There's a motion on the floor to What?
May 13th, the next meeting.
To return to the agenda on May 13th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And do we have any information items to discuss, Blanca? We did that first.
That was first.
Okay. It's okay. Okay,
right now we've got
sorry,
we have over 130 employers and over 4,000
employers. Nice. Very nice. Okay, comments by the general public will be heard at this time. This period is devoted for comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council or jurisdiction will be council jurisdiction. Will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step forward and speak in the podium. If applicable, clear. State your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of this presentation, this will be done by the chairperson and board council by majority vote. Seeing no one from the public, I'm closing this section. Our next meeting will be May 13th, 2025. Can I get a motion? And there's a motion on the floor to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Number one was seven.